acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, not out. That's totally a bat. That's why it's called totally acoustic.
So then, and this is another song, but in fact, I wrote this song about 10 years ago. This song has been played live, but only by my dad. My dad, who is now embarked on a solo career. He's left his, well, he hasn't left his folk band, he's experimenting with some solo work. It's better playing solo, isn't it? I said, yes, and you get to keep all the money. He says, you do. And I said, well, you're getting paid, Dad. Can I have some of it? Because he's doing my fucking songs. And this is what someone's doing. I was explaining to Mike earlier, this is based upon years of going to beer festivals and learning what beers you should drink at beer festivals. And this song is called Hibbett's Golden Rules of Beer. And you can use these this evening when you go downstairs. There was a time when even I could walk into a pub and cast my eyes over beers of many kinds and not know which ones are any good. I had nary a clue about the nature of my booze. I couldn't sort a porter from a stout. I paid £4 for undrinkable shit until one day I worked the whole thing out. I saw them true, I saw them clear, I saw Hibbett's golden rules of beer. I was no fool, no, I was a seer. Hibbett's golden rules of beer. It's not to do with gravity, it's not to do with the grain. You haven't got to smell the hops, all you need to know is the name. Look for the beers called honey, wheat and dew, avoid the beers called old. Drink the names like autumn, summer, sun, shine and gold. Out of the dark, your path is clear, if you follow Hibbett's golden rules of beer. You'll be well served if you are steered by Hibbett's golden rules of beer. If the name sounds like it was thought up by three fat smelly old blokes in a brewery, only drink it if that's what you are. But if you're asking me, I want to wake next day and shout, hooray, I am reborn with the bowels of a king. My mind's refreshed, I've not fallen over yet, and I feel the overwhelming urge to sing. Let's give a slightly hungover cheer for Hibbett's golden rules of beer. The world is fab, brew, VM gear, if you follow Hibbett's golden rules of beer. Hibbett's golden rules of beer. Yay! I think I found my perfect level of drinking for gigs. That's amazing. That's more words than I've remembered in any song I've ever done. So I'm going to...
You did miss one out.
Which word did I miss out?
Autumn.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Autumn. Okay, I'll let it back in again. So yes, good, that's enough from me. So now we're going to have the first five tracks this evening. This is a crazy idea. Insane. This is like a musical about dinosaurs. I understand what happened. This was in development a while ago, and then some major label person did a musical about dinosaurs, and they thought, the moment's passed, screw that, we're not doing a musical about dinosaurs. Well, I'm happy to say they've brought it out of the box where things go and they're not being done. They've excavated. They've dusted it down carefully and brought it back to life. So, Winston Echo is in this evening. Was it Anguish Sandwich or what's
No, it's just Chris and Charlie.
Please welcome to the stage, Chris and Charlie. Hey! Yeah.
So let's do this first song, Act 1, Scene 1, of Jurassic Park, the musical.
And for this song, I'll be playing the role of Alan Grant. Oh, what a lovely bunch of dino bones, everybody. When you look at them all laid out like this, it's so easy to see that they turned into birds.
Yeah, right, mate.
Oh, it's true. It's all there, black and white, in my book. To Dig Up a Dino Bird, by Dr. Alan Grant. may laugh, but it's true. Dinosaurs turned into birds. Sure, I don't mean that they were wandering around with beaks eating seeds and stuff like that. They were still pretty scary things. And through my extensive research, I discovered something amazing, which means I'm going to have to edit my book.
The Velociraptor.
It's the name of the dinosaur. But the word raptor means bird of prey. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
That don't look so... I'm like a kid in the... There's a kid there. That don't look so scary to me. More like a 6-foot turkey.
Who let this kid on the dig? I'm about to take him to school. Change the curriculum to dinosaur curriculum time. Try to imagine yourself in the Cretaceous period. You first set sight of this 6-foot turkey as you move into the clearing. The Velociraptor, he knew that you were there a long time ago. You keep still because you think maybe his visual acuity is based on movement.
Like a T-Rex.
But not the Velociraptor. He stares at you. Raptors that you didn't even know were there, and they slash at you with this 6-inch retractable claw, and they cut you here, maybe here, right across your belly, still in your intestines. Pretty gross, isn't it, kid?
Yeah.
So you know, next time, try to show no respect.
Sorry. Bye.
He was better at this last time he performed.
I hate kids, but I love dinosaurs. Kids are noisy, kids are messy, they're expensive, and some of them can't even walk.
The really small ones. They're really rubbish at it.
Some of them smell. Baby smell. Well, I know the dinosaurs probably smell too, but the fact is that they don't smell no more. If I was a dinosaur, I'd slash you with my dino claw. You would hear my dino roar, 'cause baby, I'm a dinosaur.
Dinosaur noise.
Yeah.
I hate kids, but I love dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs so much, I don't want to talk about kids no more.
Cover the dig! Cover the dig!
So the thing is, in a musical, like, everyone will have paid to get in and they'll be like, yeah, we're well psyched for it.
And we won't even be on stage.
We won't be on stage because of the actual performers who are good at it.
Attractive people.
Talented
people. So, and there's this guy called Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, so he's the villain of the piece.
Yeah, and he steals all the DNA.
Mm.
And
yeah, sure.
Shuts the power off.
Do you know what? We've got like a picture of him here. Somewhere. There he is. Having a great time. Yeah, you can boo him if you like. Thing is, like all villains, he gets his comeuppance. He's stolen the DNA, shut all the power off, and he's about to make his escape. So we'll go straight into that.
Do I have to? Is that you counting me in?
No, it's just me clicking my fingers.
Psyching yourself up.
I'm a creepy little man with a creepy little plan. Gonna steal all the dino DNA. Gonna put all I can into a little shaving can. Gonna steal all the dino DNA. Gonna steal all the dino DNA. And don't you try and stop me. No, don't you try and stop me. Cause if you try and stop me, you will rue the day. If you try and stop me, there is one thing I will say. Ah, you didn't say the magic word. I'm sorry, I can't help until the magic word is heard. Ah, you didn't say the magic word. Now it's time for Nedry to flee. So at this point, he's running away. So I'm running away from Jurassic Park. Look at me run. I'm fleeing. Bye. Oh, just keep going. Just keep going.
What?
Who's that over there?
Are you okay?
What's that point?
Hi there.
Oh, you, are you lost, little fella?
No.
Oh, well, I've got to go. Do you mind if I just shoot off?
can we play?
Oh, what do you want to play? Fetch or something?
You try to throw a stick, and I'll show you what happens.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll throw a stick. Well, maybe you want a snack, a chocolate bar or something like that.
You're more partial to people.
Sorry, what?
I said I'm more partial to people.
Oh, well, anyway, you're really creeping me out. I gotta go to get a boat. Are you okay? You got something in your throat there?
Oh, yeah, it's venomous poison.
Venomous what?
Venomous poison.
Poison?
Yeah, watch this.
Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, it's horrible. Ugh. You spat in my face. Such a nasty taste. Feeling kind of paralyzed just below the waist. I really wouldn't mind, but I'm starting to go blind and I really should be leaving. It's nearly leaving time. Really should be leaving. Nearly leaving time.
You didn't say the magic word. I'm sorry, I can't help until the magic word
No. You don't get a magic word.
The magic word.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't help until
I'm
the magic
sorry,
word.
Sorry, but you don't have a magic word.
I didn't say the magic word.
Don't say magic
I'm
word.
Sorry, I can't help until the
okay,
magic
okay.
word.
Okay, okay. Please! Don't say time for Nedry. It's not time for Nedry to die. So, Ellie Sadler. She's a paleobotanist, and this is Muldoon. Now, just to explain something, Muldoon isn't a cowboy in the story of Jurassic Park, but he will be a cowboy.
In the musical of Jurassic Park. Because that made more sense. Where else would he be getting all the cows to feed the raptors from?
Yeah, because cows just like...
He feeds them
they
cows.
Just get, like, because they feed cows to them.
Yeah.
And cowboys just get cows from places, don't they? Like, just get them.
I've got them.
Well, they just get them, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they just make them. So they've been sent out to turn the power back on. Muldoon assisting.
So this obviously this song will also feature the demise of Muldoon as well, as he gets eaten by a velociraptor, doesn't he, in the film?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well.
Spell it out? No, I mean, shall I? If I have those, then I can try and illustrate. But to start off, we've got Dr. Alan Grant again. We met earlier. Do we remember Dr. Alan Grant?
Still hates kids,
yeah,
but he's stuck with them, so he's warming to them slightly.
Yeah, but like you do. Like, if you were stuck in a lift with some kids for a really long time.
Or if you were their parents.
Yeah, if you were stuck with them in the lift of life, you would grow to bear them. And John Hammond, who is actually the grandfather of said kids.
But he's more worried about his park.
He's upset. He's upset about the whole thing.
But he's more worried about his park.
Well, yeah, he's upset. He's just generally upset.
But he's more worried about his park.
No, I know. I think you're really tough on him. So just to clarify, for this beginning bit, Charlie will be playing Alan Grant, Sam Neill, looking very handsome, and I'll be playing John Hammond, drunk. So how do we start this? Oh yeah. So Nedry's dead. Oh, the bad man Nedry, he never came back, and I fear there may have been a raptor attack. I feel for my grandson, and of course his sister too. If the park goes under, what's an old man like me to do? I'm being electrocuted, is what I would shout when I grab this fence. But it's okay, cause the power is out. The kids, you gotta trust me. It might not be too long before some bright spot gets the notion to turn the power back on. Turn the power back on, Ellie. Turn the power back on. You've got to make Jurassic Park strong. Ellie, make Jurassic Park strong. Something's like...
I spared no expense.
Oh yeah, I spared no expense on
the electric car.
No, no, I know it. Let's just go. We'll just get back a second.
Okay.
Edit.
Turn
edit
the
point.
Power back on.
Turn the power back on, Ellie. Turn the power back on. Get Jurassic Park strong. This is really good. Make Jurassic Park strong. I spared no expense on those electric cars and those electric fence. Turn the power back on, Ellie, turn the power back on.
And now I'm all alone and I'll step into a clearing. My own footsteps and my heavy breathing are the only sounds I'm hearing. Ooh, look, there's a raptor. I don't know what comes next. So I'll stand still in case our visual acuity is based on movement like a T-Rex. But the attack comes from the side, now my head's in a whirl. I didn't even know that you were there, you're such a clever girl. Oh, I'll get it off me, somebody shoot her! Oh, it's eating me! Oh, no, put my intestines back, that tickles!
I mean, we can keep going forever with this. So now, this is I'm Ellie Sadler. Okay, Ellie, come on, I've got to turn the power back on, I've got to turn the power back on, I've got to make Jurassic Park strong, I've got to turn the power back on. I came here to look at really old plants, now I'm Jurassic Park's only chance, I'm gonna turn the power back on, yes Ellie, turn the power back on.
Don't turn the power back on. Please don't turn the power back on. I gotta get these kids back to John. Gotta get these kids back to John. And you won't see your parents if you don't get down from that electric fence. When they turn the power back on. When they turn the power back on.
Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. Ellie, turn the power on, turn the power on. I've reached the fuse box. Oh, crap, the door's locked. It's okay, I've smashed the lock off. But there's so many switches, too many switches. Which switch should I switch? Gift shop, click.
Kid, get down.
Soft play area,
look,
click.
Get down now.
Executive bathroom, click.
Not messing around.
Mr. DNA's info coaster,
Timmy.
Click.
Get down now!
And another gift shop, click!
I'll count to three.
Another gift shop, click! I mean, how many gift
One,
shops
two,
can you
three.
Place out? How many lunch boxes can you sell? Oh,
okay,
dear.
I'll try again.
There's one more.
One, two, three.
Perimeter fence! Yay!
Timmy!
And that's
how far we've got.
That's how far we've got. So as I say, as we made clear, it's a work in progress. Now, you're welcome to any feedback. Whether I will listen to it is up for debate. But thanks for your time. I'll pass you back over to Mr. Hibbler. Chris and Sean.
I know a lot of West End producers do listen to the podcast.
If only.
Right, so this is half the entire book, but three times as much man as you can probably take.
Aww.
I would imagine this is somebody who, as I always say, saved my life 20 years ago. I probably believe 20 years ago. 20 years ago. That's not a good way to introduce. This one came to mind. I was being in a band doesn't necessarily have to involve being a bit of an arsehole. And it changed my life and put me on the path. You see me for being now, where I'm 44 years old and playing upstairs in pubs still. And it's his fault. please welcome to the stage from the Miniskips, it's Marky!
Well, I'm 48 years old, still playing upstairs in pubs.
still
got 4 years of this, Mark. has anyone here seen the Miniskips before?
Yeah.
You might be a little disappointed. sadly, Vinny can't be here because she's poorly. The effect is somewhat akin to, imagine that you've gone back in the time machine to 1984, and let's say you're a teenage girl, you're a huge Wham fan, really huge Wham fan, you've never seen Wham, and what you get is Andrew Ridgeley. That's kind of going to be tonight for you. We'll see how it goes. To kick off with, rather than being Andrew Ridgeley, I'm going to be Connie Francis, because I find it fits me quite comfortably. This is about one in an automated lover. I want a robot man to hold me tight, one that I can count on every single night. He wouldn't run around like other guys, I wouldn't have to listen to his alibis. A little robot man to call my own, I'll never have to worry that he wouldn't phone. He'd never dance with anyone but me. I just have to wind up with a robot key. I had a steady day, yeah. 7 nights a week, yeah. No, we never fight, yeah. It would be impossible for him to speak. Do I want a real life boy to give me grief? Always leave me crying into my handkerchief. So it's a robot man I'm dreaming of, because I can't depend upon a robot love, yeah. I'd have a steady day, yeah. 7 nights a week, yeah. No, we'd never fight, yeah. Possible for him to speak. Go on, a real life boy, then give me grief. Always leave me panties with my handkerchiefs. So it's a robot man I'm dreaming of, because I can't depend upon a robot love. Yeah, because I can't depend upon a robot love. Whoa, I hope I can't depend upon a robot love, yeah. I can't depend upon a robot love. Man alive, that last bit's hard.
Hello, Hibbit here. Yeah, sorry about this, but we had a bit of a problem at the last Totally Acoustic, in that the four track that I record these things on, and I'm recording this on, ran out of memory just after this point, so that was the only song from the Miniskips that we have recorded. Fortunately, I've been in contact with the Miniskips, and they've provided me with a couple of other tracks to play you. So here's a couple of acoustic tracks they recorded at home.
King.
yes, I was looking, but you didn't realize.
You weren't looking.
I was looking.
You weren't looking.
I was looking.
Are you evil?
I'm just shy.
So you don't know what I said. You weren't listening when I told you that I cared.
Yes, I was listening, oh, but I was unprepared.
You weren't listening.
I was listening.
You weren't listening.
I was listening. Just shy. Ba 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 da ba, ba ba da ba, ba da ba 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 da, ba 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 da ba, ba ba da ba, ba da ba 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 da, ba 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 da.
So were you looking?
Yes, surreptitiously. So ardently.
So why am I afraid?
You're as shy as me.
You were looking.
I was looking.
And you were listening.
I was listening.
You're not evil.
I'm just shy. Myself lost.
Let me be your guide.
What if I lose everything?
We'll see what we can find.
What if I haven't the heart?
How'd you change your mind?
What if I can't be bold?
I'll be strong for you.
What if I'm out in the cold?
I will shelter you.
What if it's too hard for me?
I'll help you to see.
How can I be so free?
Come with me.
Lost.
Let me be your guide.
What if I lose everything?
What we can find.
What if I haven't the heart?
I'll help you change your mind.
What if I can't be bold?
I'll be strong for you.
What if I'm out in the cold?
I will shelter you.
What if it's too hard for me?
I'll have you to see.
How can I be so free?
Come with me.
My guide.
see what we can find. You'll help me change my mind. What if this all goes wrong?
Things will be alright.
What if I get myself lost?
Let me be your guide.
What if I lose everything?
See what we can find.
What if I haven't the heart?
Let you change your mind.
What if I can't be bold?
I'll be strong for you.
What if I'm out in the cold?
I will shelter you.
What if it's too hard for me?
Will I help you to see?
How can I be set free? What if this all goes wrong?
Things will be alright.
What if I get myself lost?
Let me be your guide.
What if I lose everything?
We'll see what we can find.
What if I haven't the heart?
I'll help you change your mind.
What if I can't be bold?
I'll be strong for you.
What if I'm out in the cold?
I will shelter you.
What if it's too hard for me?
I'll help you to see.
How can I be set free?
Come with me.
And that was Totally Acoustic. Sorry about the bit of a cock up there, but I hope you enjoyed those two extra songs. The next show is on Thursday the 6th of November, when we've got Pete Green and Rob Manuel coming, and hopefully I'll have got my four track working properly, or at least the operator of the four track working properly. Yeah, and that's about that then. So thanks very much for listening. Thanks for coming if you came, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.